You didn't have to show me around town, you know. I used to live here. It's where we met. At that old job that we both hated. We both worked register, and you were the one that trained me. It's only been, what, 3, 4 years since then? I think I still remember my way around this place. I only spent my whole life here. I will admit, though, it's nice actually getting to hang out with you in person. Because of the whole distance thing, we haven't really had the chance to do this. Hopefully, now that I'm back in town, we're going to be hanging out a lot more. In fact, I think I am going to cling to you so much that you will want to get rid of me. You're going to be sick of me. God, I just feel so much better coming back here. It's true what they say about being around the people you love most. I can't believe how badly I miss this place. The shitty diner that we would get garbage plates at 3 a.m. The park where we would waste all our time because there was literally nothing better to do. But I think the best part of coming home is having an excuse to see you every day. I don't think I realized how badly I needed my best friend. Moving away showed me who really matters, you know? I mean, when I moved from here, I just stopped talking to a lot of people. Not for any particular reason, we just didn't have a lot in common anymore. Like, I would text Jade that I'm heading out for the night with some friends I made in the city, and she would seem jealous. Eventually, it just seemed like it wasn't worth the effort. I kind of just stopped responding. They didn't really want to stay my friends because they felt I left them behind when I moved away. And now that I'm back, they're just as worse. Acting like I had failed or something. I just didn't want to live in the city anymore. I learned that while it was fun for a bit, I don't think I could stay there permanently. The constant movement. How there's always something happening. I'm just not that kind of lizard. I prefer it here, with people I actually care about. Does that make sense? I figured you would get it. You always understand me. Even when the words fail, I can say some of the most out-of-pocket stuff. And you'll agree or understand. It's why we get along so well. No one gets me like you. That was another thing I learned out there in the city. I was always going to be an outsider because I didn't grow up there. I was still making simple mistakes, never fully assimilated to that kind of life. I think it's better for me to be out here. To feel the sun on my scales, that type of a thing. I already feel happier, and the only thing I've done is spend the entire day with you. I don't know if it's because I hate the city that much, or I just missed you so much. I missed our shitty movie marathons, because, let's be real, it's not the same over Discord. I want to be in the room with you. Sharing snacks, stealing a sip of your drink because it's probably better than whatever one I'm drinking, you know, that kind of a thing. I think I just missed us. That sounds really dumb, huh? Well, I'm glad you don't think so. I was a tad worried that things were going to be awkward between us. Not because we aren't close anymore, just because we haven't hung out alone in so long. I started to think we won't remember what it was like to hang out in person. I'm so happy to be wrong. Seeing you at the airport made all the weight in the world leave my shoulders. Running into the tight hug you gave me, it felt like I was finally home, right where I'm supposed to be. I don't know why I even left this place, because the entire time I was in the city, I was just complaining about how nothing is how I'm used to. I don't think I like change as much as I thought I did. Mostly because I didn't have you. It was so hard to navigate the world without my best friend by my side. I didn't have someone who I could annoy at work or knock on your door asking if you have a minute because I just need to talk to you for a few seconds to calm down. I had none of that. I don't think I realized just how important you were to me. I mean, friends don't look at each other the way we do, right? It's okay. I'm not upset with you, really. I didn't even realize you felt this way about me until today. You were standing at the airport, looking all bored, and then you saw me, and your face lit up. I'm talking giant cheesy grin, sparkles in your eyes, almost like you were an anime person or something. It was so cute how you tightly hugged me back, some tears dripping down your cheeks from getting to hold me for the first time in years. You didn't realize how much you had missed spending time with me either, did you? That was kind of the other reason I came back. I just didn't want to say it right away to scare you off. I wanted to ease into it. What I'm trying to get at is, I don't want to just be your friend. That's not enough for me. I want to be more than friends. I want to go on dates and bring you flowers. I can't explain it, but I don't think it's normal to want to do that for your best friend, is it? I was getting tired of waiting for you to make the first move. I figured since you realized it first, you were actually going to make your move today. I set you up for multiple kisses, if you remember. Telling you I got a new flavor of chapstick and then asking if you wanted any. Offering to share some food with you when you brushed that strand of hair out of my face. And we took a second too long and then you flustered and looked away. I'm not going to let go. Not a second time. Moving away from you was the biggest mistake. I realized that I want you. And if I'm reading this right, you want me back, don't you? So then what are we waiting for, idiot? Kiss me already. There. Was that really so hard? Now that we've kissed once, the rest should come easier. I don't know how long you've been waiting for this, sweetheart, but I hope it was worth every second of it.